The Schwamigan Bay Area Fishing Report starts now.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Trevor. What a beautiful morning. Turkey's gobbling out there this morning. Guys getting out fishing. What a beautiful day.
Absolutely. It is a gorgeous day today. I drove in this morning from Washburn, and it's just nice to see that sunshine up over the bay in the morning. Finally, it feels like spring.
It feels like spring. A little frost this morning. A little chilly, but boy, any indication, driving by Second Landing this morning, boat trailers at the landing, guys getting out fishing, a lot of boats on the water, people are catching a lot of fish. So it's just been a great opener. People are catching fish. The indications are it was a beautiful weekend. Started out with a little rain in the morning. By midday, sun was hot, and people were catching a lot of cohos, spike, browns, beautiful browns, and the sturgeon. Boy, we had some nice sturgeon come into the bait shop off of Schwamigan Bay, and some reports of some big sturgeon being thrown back, and some lake trout. The baits that were being used, a lot of surface baits right on top, and that's a great indication of good spring. And bass fishing going up into the shallows, it's just starting. So we're gonna have a good report this morning.
Speaking of that opener and using the surface baits, what's that water temperature sitting at?
Well, I with these cool nights, it's not going to warm up too fast. The frost, it's still in the low 40s, 45 at tops for a surface temperature, and with it being dark and dirty, it's not going to warm up too fast unless we start getting some long sunny days. But it's been clouding up, and we need a little bit of long sunny days and a little calm water. It's been a cool northeast wind, so it's not going to warm up too quick. We need some long sunny days and a little south wind.
Well, I had to scrape my windows this morning on my way in before I came in this morning, so it's still getting cold at night.
Yeah, these cool nights get the... they get the turkeys going. At Trevor, like I was talking this morning, I was out turkey hunting this weekend. I brought my grandson out, and we haven't had turkeys up here when I was a kid, so it's kind of new to me, and it's kind of fun. Just getting acclimated with this turkey hunting, it's new to me. I've been doing it for a couple of years, and it's kind of a neat sport. And spring fishing, it's great. The salmon bite is just like the turkey season to me. When it's blowing and cold and you're out there in the boat, it's like sitting in the blind. You're waiting for the turkeys to gobble. It's just like waiting for that fish to come off the clip, come off the planer board. The salmon aren't that big right now, but we're going to see a lot of browns coming up, and we're going to talk about some of the baits that guys are using. So let's talk what baits guys are using right now. Guys are using a lot of stick baits, and the newest one that come out is a T-bone that's locally manufactured or a local representative called Bait Rigs. And Bait Rigs is a local company, new to the industry in Ashland area. And they're sold through the two local bait shops here in town. They come in a wide variety of colors. It's a stick bait, and they've just been on fire. And we can't keep them on our shelf. So it's been, they got a surface stick bait called the Psycho Minnow. And the colors that have been doing really good have been the gold and orange have been probably one of the hottest colors. There's a couple others. So stop by our shop, and we can talk about that. And we're down at 1200 Lakeshore Drive, and we can show you guys some of the best colors that are available out there.
Why are those colors hot so far to start the season?
Well, I think some of them are looking like the smelt. The smelt season's coming to an end, and so they're kind of moving offshore. And a lot of these are looking like the smelt out there, and the salmon are chasing the smelt. And so the smelt coming to the end, these fish are hungry, so they're chasing the smelt. And we're trying to imitate those smelt. anything that's flashy, especially in these dirty, muddy waters. The fish are looking for something easy to catch, and when those smelt are thick in clouds like that, that's what makes it easy for these salmon to get after them.
So is it staying with that bait, or are the people using more of a live bait so far to start the season?
No, you know, for the salmon and the browns, it's mainly stick baits. There's some Rapala products out there too, but this Psycho Minnow we haven't been able to keep them on a shelf. Unfortunately, this weekend I was out turkey hunting, so I didn't go in and restock my shelves. And being a small shop, I just don't have enough floor space to put enough in the shop. So now I'm starting to keep them behind the counter to restock, have my employees be able to restock them.
Those salmon, are they catching them in close to the bay or out by the islands? Where are those fish being caught right now?
They're catching them anywhere in 25 to 5 feet and running right up on the beaches along Long Island and on the tip of Houghton Point. And I'll tell you, anywhere that you'll see color change in water, and just a couple temperatures, you know, a couple degrees in temperature change, you'll see those fish. And sometimes when you see seagulls feeding on the water, they're feeding on some of the smelt. And head towards those seagulls, you might find some fish there.
Does that work, finding the birds? Because I've always been told, don't go where the birds are. And now last week and this week, you said go where the birds are because that's where the fish are going to be.
That is a good indication. It works for me. And you'll see that also where you can see color changes on the water. And sometimes those color changes, believe it or not, could be just cloud cover. And it tends to get bird or fish to come to the surface, or fish to come up to that color change. And also makes your bait appear different as it goes through those color changes on the color spectrum in the water, and it just that little bit of change appears different to the fish in the water, and that change sometimes gives them enough difference to just attract the fish and gets them interested in that bait.
Well, and it's still cold out there. Are the fish still pretty lethargic?
You know, they've been sitting underneath that ice out there, and they're just as excited as you are that ice is gone. So as it's getting warmer and spring's here, they're just as excited as you are to get out of that, underneath that ice. So, cold water. They're starting to warm up, and they want to move. Salmon, you're going to want to troll a little bit faster than you are for some of the other bigger fish, the lake trout. Lake trout tend not to want to chase the bait as fast as the smaller salmon. Some of the lake trout, you want to be down around 2 miles an hour. Some of the salmon, you want to get up over 3 miles an hour. So speed changes when you're trolling is a big thing. Turns and pattern changes sometimes are a good thing when you're out there trolling also.
We'll have more with our Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report right after this. Welcome back to our Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Scott Breding joining us with River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. Scott, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, well, excellent. Beautiful day. Beautiful day to be in northern Wisconsin with it. A little frosty and nice and chilly in northern Wisconsin.
You can't drop a better spring morning. This is some of the best spring you're going to get.
Yeah, nice, sunny, and just calm, beautiful day, clear day, and fresh air in northern Wisconsin. Can't get any better.
Absolutely. Boats are increasing by the day. I swear on the roads, I see at least 10, 12, 15 more boats than I saw the day before. And fishing, we're in full swing now with fishing.
Yeah, just about you know, 1 out of 10 boats going down the highway, I think, has a boat trailer behind it. So just to see them going down the highway and going to the landing, it's kind of a great thing.
If you got out fishing this past weekend, this week, if you are going out this morning, give me a call, 715-682-2727, if you want to talk fishing this morning. But the bay is open. The bay is up and running. And, Scott, you were saying people are starting to catch some sturgeon out there.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about sturgeon. Prehistoric fish. It's kind of a neat fish. The bay has quite a few of them. Right now, the limit is one per year. Got to pre-buy a tag to catch or pursue sturgeon. You can't just go out there and catch and release them. If you're going to pursue a sturgeon, you have to possess a tag for them. Most people that go after the sturgeon do catch and release them. They are a prehistoric fish. The size limit to keep one is one over 50 inches. And after you do keep one, they do have to be registered. Very similar to our old deer tags. They get a wire tag put in their dorsal fin or in their tail fin. And it's a wire tag. And then we have to fill out some paperwork. And they have to come into the bait shop to be registered. Well, we register about 25 fish a year. And typically they're 55, 60 inches long. And those fish are typically 50 years old or older. And there are some reports that there's been fish that have been caught 80 inches or plus that have been caught out here or bigger.
Sturgeon, I've always heard the rule of thumb with the sturgeon is it's 1 inch per year.
I think that's pretty accurate. And I have seen sturgeon that have gone well over 80 inches. And you'll see these fish out here in the spring of the year or even midsummer out here rolling in the lake where they come up to the surface and actually come out of the water. And people say, well, holy cow, what is that huge fish? And those are sturgeon. And they're out there. I've heard from the biologists, they're out there knocking the bugs off that cling to their skin, and their skin is very smooth skin. It's they don't have scales. They have a skin, and it's very silk-like, and they have a suction mouth, downturned mouth. So they have to pick up their food off the bottom of the lake. So typically people are fishing out there with some kind of like a smelt or a sucker minnow thrown on the bottom. And then the sturgeon picks that up off the bottom. The sturgeon season out here is open all year long. Some people do catch them by accident when they're ice fishing. People catch them out here also during the summer. Most people pursue them in the spring of the year, this time of the year, fishing around the lighthouse or the small breakwall. They are pursuing them to sport, and it is quite a fight. To catch an 80-inch, 70-inch fish, especially if you're geared for it and have the right tackle, you can be fighting a fish for a good hour or more, and it's a heck of a fight. They're not a good eating fish, but they're a good smoked fish, I guess. I've had them out from the West Coast where they are pretty prevalent off the Columbia River. I have not had any from the Great Lakes, but they are very good eating as a smoked fish. I don't think they're very good as a table fare, but I can't say I've ever had them myself.
I've never had sturgeon either. Everybody that I've known that have caught a sturgeon, they caught it by mistake. They thought it was great. They took a couple pictures and they just threw it back. They didn't keep it at all. And so I've never heard of anybody keeping a sturgeon, nor have I ever seen anybody try to eat a sturgeon.
Yeah, and they're known for caviar. They're not caviar here in the Great Lakes. It's a saltwater caviar, and that's usually raised commercially when they're raised in a pen, and then the caviar is milked from them and sold commercially. Kind of a delicacy, and I suppose it's something that fish eggs, if that's what you're into, I guess it's something sold in a can that people have in a certain type of atmosphere. I guess if that's something you're into, I
put it on your Ritz cracker, a little cheese on top of that, and you're gonna carry caviar down into River Rock, Scott.
We do. It comes from a herring, but not from the sturgeon.
Catching the sturgeon, Scott. You heard a couple people caught sturgeon over the past weekend. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, we've registered a couple sturgeon just in this past week, and it's kind of a, you know, exciting for them. And we've gotten a lot of pictures, lots of pictures that people have come in with some neat pictures that we put on our picture board, pictures that we put on the internet on our Facebook page also. So we're out there to promote the catch and release and take pictures of them. It's a fish that is could be over 100 years old. So we're promoting a catch and release. The DNR is looking at increasing the size limit because they are not going to be, or they don't grow that fast. So they're not that many out here that they could take the pressure of like a Lake Winnebago spearfishing where there are hundreds of people pursuing them a year. And I don't think we want to promote it as such that we want to have people out here pursuing them by the thousands. But it is another sport fish out here in another industry. So it's kind of just a neat thing to have out here.
What are people using to catch those sturgeon out on the bay?
For the most part, they're using a smelt and they're bottom fishing. But when they're out here bottom fishing, they're also catching northern, and they're also catching burbot, poor man's lobster, freshwater cod. It's all the same fish. It's a great fish. It's a fish that a lot of people used to throw out. It's an ugly fish for some people until they've tried it and have had it as a meal after they've learned how to clean them. The loins on them are very firm white meat, and if it's prepared properly, most people prepare them in a sweet water preparation, so they boil it or salt water and boil it, and then use it like lobster where they dip it in butter, or they will also bake them. And again, it's another great fish that was discarded years ago. And now we have a hard time keeping it when we get it fresh. Guys catch them in their nets, ice under the ice during the winter commercially, and we sell them in the bait shop as a fresh fish. And I'll tell you, it's a fantastic meal. And people rave about them.
Over in northern Minnesota, I did this before I came here, a little fishing report, and I'd get some of the eel pout, the burbot fishermen on. And those guys, you want to talk about guarding their fishing holes. Those guys were more secretive than any other fishermen I met, because once they found their fishing hole for their burbot, they wouldn't give it up because they loved it. And once you know how to prepare them, once you know how to catch them, they swore that it was the best fish out there, and they would guard that to their deathbed, that fishing hole.
And we got a lot of them out here, and people are starting to pursue them and are starting to find that is a great resource out here and a good eating fish. And they happen to be in similar waters to where the sturgeon are. So the guys that are going after the burbot, they're fishing a little lighter tackle, so they're breaking off quite often, hooking into the sturgeon. So the sturgeon, unfortunately, they're taking their bait and running around, unfortunately, with their bait, with their light tackle.
Has it been a busy opening weekend? I know the bait's been open for a couple of weeks. It's been open all year now, but you see the big uptick in fishing over opening weekend.
You know, we do not as much as I would say down south. It's not like people get crazy for going out at midnight for opener, because Schwamming Bay's open all the time. So we're fishing. We've been fishing up here since the ice has gone out. We've been out trolling in the boats. And before that, they're fishing on the ice. So Schwamming Bay is never closed.
We'll talk more fishing on the bay. We'll try to get inland a little bit here as well. We'll have one more segment left with Scott. Again, if you want to be a part of it, call 715-682-2727. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the Schwamming Bay Fishing Report. Welcome back to our Schwamming Bay Fishing Report. Schwamming Bay Fishing Report every Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Excellent, Trevor. Excellent. It's a fantastic, fantastic opening week of fishing. My last day of turkey hunting, and I'm in talking fishing. So I was turkey hunting this last week. Didn't get my turkey, but and my grandson, Matthew, yeah, he slept through most of the turkey hunting, but we had gobblers all around us, and I'm hoping to get on the water this week now that I put my shotgun back in the case. So, and next week, I'm going to be out fishing with Wounded Warriors next week, so that's coming up quick. So we got a bunch of friends from the Rod and Gun Club putting that on next week. So that's going to be a great event that we have coming up.
But that's next week. And I know we touched on that last week a little bit, but that's next week. And so that's all out on the bay. That they'll be fishing out on Schwamigan Bay for that. There's going to be people volunteering their time, bringing some boats over to the bay. They'll take them out onto the water. They'll get those veterans out. And then there's a fish fry, I believe, after the fishing is done, after everybody's caught their fill of fish out on the bay, they're going to come back and they're going to do a fish fry as well. So it's a great day. It's a great weekend. Scott's going to get you the information here in a second. He's got it all lined up. He's searching frantically. You should see the look on his face. He's frantically searching because he's talking about it. We're live on the air, and we'll find it for you here in a second. But that's next week, and we did talk about that last week. So if you are a veteran and you want to go fishing and you want to get out on the water, just stop on down to River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. They'll have the information down there, River Rock Inn and Bait Shop, right across from the power plant on Highway 2.
You got all kinds of things going on in the area. Just trying to keep up with them all. Just, Trevor, I'm just trying to keep track of my calendar. Is just driving me crazy right now.
That's always the hard part, especially with spring and summer. I tell you what, things get busy. Things get so busy out around here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my calendar up, and it just, my phone crashed on me. But so we're going out with Wounded Warriors next Thursday, the 16th. Going to be fishing Schwamigan Bay. Some of them are going to go bass fishing, walleye fishing. Some of us are going to go trolling. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to be in having a fish fry. It's going to be put on by the Rod and Gun Club. And they come in and put on a good event. And then we put in a few awards with who catches the most fish, I think, if we catch fish. And it's just a great time. What a great group of guys who served our country. And we're going to get out and just have a great day on the water.
So that's next Thursday. That's the Wounded Warriors fishing out on Schwamigan Bay. That's next Thursday, May 16th. Do you have the contact information if people want to? If you are a wounded warrior and you want to register and go fishing?
Yeah, they can, they can contact Kevin Johnson at Bayfield County if they want to get out there. 715-373-6137. Kevin can set you up if you're a vet and get you on the water. And I think we have plenty of boats. And if not, we can get you out there next year. Sure. And come out and have a meal at least with us. And we just have a real good group of guys and talk fishing. That's all we're going to do that day. And it's just a good event. And a good group of people.
And as they say, the worst day fishing is still better than the best day at work.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the fish fry and the group of people putting on the event out at the club. What a meal. What a meal.
What else is going on?
Well, and, we have coming up in, the Ashland area. We got the Birder Festival coming up. That's going to be coming up the 16th to the 18th in Schwamigan Bay Birders Festival. We have the Inline Marathon coming up the 18th over on Madeline Island. We have the house-to-house garage sale coming up in Ashland on the 18th. So we have some great things coming up in the Ashland area. Madeline Island starting to come alive. So Bayfield's got a lot of things going on. There's just a ton of things going on in the Ashland area. The Visitor Center, get out there. At the end of the month, they have Kids Fishing Day on June 1st, and they provide a fishing hole out there where kids can get out there and fish. They get mentored and learn to fish, and that's put on by the Visitor Center. There's also touring of the fish hatchery over in Bayfield. Going into Bayfield at the Les Voigt Fish Hatchery. That's usually put on for that first week of June. So that's coming up. So there's all kinds of things coming up this spring. So
and fishing is going to get better.
And it's going to get nothing but better. And the grass is getting greener. You have to get the lawnmower put together. I saw
somebody mowing their lawn on Sunday. Somebody was out mowing their lawn.
The water's clearing up. We're starting to get a little pollen in the air. I just got an alert on my phone about pollen warnings. I can't believe it. That means that the leaves are starting to come out. So my wife was working in the garden the other day. Come on. Is she going to want me to start turning it over the garden, get the rototiller out? That means I'm going to have to get the lawnmower out. It means I got to put the snowblower away, take the plow off the truck. I don't know.
Well, Cue Ball did come in this morning from WNXR FM 107.3, and he did say snow was probably in the forecast by the end of the week, so maybe not yet with the snowblower.
Yeah, four-letter word. Ice fishing. What do you got? A few weeks left of ice fishing, and then it's tough sledding? No. We got some inland fishing that is just starting to pick up. You know, water's been cold. Realize we had ice on the water 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So inland, you know, we were going to talk a little bit about inland. And the walleye opener last week was good. Guys did catch some nice fish. We had guys that came in with some good reports. Crawlers have been going off out of the refrigerator at the bait shop. Guys been doing really good with night crawlers. Jig heads coming in using a lot of jigs. The slowpoke jig head been doing fantastic, and we've been selling just a ton of different walleye bait in the shop. A lot of different minnows. So just get out there, get your line wet, and you know we're looking forward to a fantastic fishing season.
And those inland waters, I would imagine, with this sunshine, those inland waters are going to warm up quite a bit faster than what we're seeing out on Shawmigan Bay.
Yeah, we don't have that northeast wind effect on these inland waters, so they're going to warm up a lot quicker. And you know that's the beauty of northern Wisconsin. Our water is clear, and it warms up real fast. So we look forward to water getting clear, warming up fast, and people getting on the water. Cabins are starting to open up, and people are coming up here, opening up their cabins, getting on the water, and catching fish.
Foot traffic is definitely picking up. People are starting to come out and about. They're starting to come out of the woodwork. It's nice to see. It's nice to see people getting on the water. It's just nice to see people outside again and enjoying the spring, and it's going to be summer. Before we know it, it's going to be summer, and it's going to be off to the races.
Yeah, and the streams, you know, people are going to be starting out there looking for mushrooms, and they're going to be hitting the streams pretty hard. The water is starting to go down, and I think we haven't missed the stream fishing. The stream fishing's still good. It was tough because of the high water. There's fish in the streams. Just got to get out there and hit the streams. So we're getting some good reports. There's been a lot of fish on the streams. Just got to get out there and hit them. It's tougher, though. It's tough fishing.
Scott, thank you so much for the time. What's the best way for people to find you at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
Hey, come on down 1200 Lakeshore Drive West, and or give us a call at 715-682-3232.
Scott, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, Trevor, thanks for having me.